Hello, welcome to the Shoot Treatment. This is Martin Fitzgerald. It's been a while. I've forgotten how to do the intro. First, before we get into this week's episode, I'm just back from the Edinburgh Festival where I did 20-odd performances. And I want to say a huge thank you to all the Anfield VAP subscribers that came to the shows, came and had a chat afterwards, those that said they enjoyed the Shoot Treatment and other nonsense that I have said over the years. This community which this brand has built, which sounds like kind of marketing speak, and it certainly wouldn't be something that they would say, but it is a community. It's so enormous, and it's so helpful, and it's so warm and supportive. I cannot express my gratitude enough to all of those people. We probably had no interest in a JFK assassination, but came to see a show about it in Edinburgh. So you know who you are, and a huge heartfelt thanks to all of you. Now then, this week's guest is the writer and broadcaster and the man who inspired me to do a show in Edinburgh in the first place, although I hadn't even met him at that point. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Charlie Connolly.
Hey, Martin, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. Now, Charlie, for those people listening to this who are thinking, who the fuck's Charlie Connolly? Can we just have a little potted biography of who you are?
Oh, goodness. Well, my name's Charlie Connolly. I'm probably a writer by trade is probably the best way to describe it. I started writing about football many years ago on fanzines, and I wrote a few books about football, and then I became sort of a travel writer, writing about weird things like the shipping forecast, Elvis, and the English Channel. And like you, Martin, I have taken to the boards and turned one of my books into a one-man sort of show. So that's taking up most of my time at the moment, and that's kind of what brought us together, which is a lovely thing.
Yeah, I've got to say, you undersold the shipping forecast stuff a little bit there. Because your book about the shipping forecast, which is called Attention All Shipping, sold 250,000 copies.